Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Glenn Gilbo joining us now, SEC columnist at Outkick.com, also covers the Saints. And Glenn was the first to have Dave Aranda as the lead candidate for the LSU head coaching job. Also, remember going back to the spring, Glenn was all over the Jay Johnson hire, and he's the one that put him as a serious candidate, and also the one that broke the story on Jay Johnson being hired as LSU baseball coach. And he's got some good sources. Glenn, how are you, man?
Good evening, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. So you still think Dave Aranda is the lead candidate?
I do. I think he is the lead candidate, and hopefully they can get him away from USC, because Billy Napier is pretty close to being named the Florida coach. That could happen sooner than LSU's coach is named, actually. So you'd hate to see LSU lose Aranda and then not have Napier to get.
Well, Glenn, with that being said, do you think there's any truth to, the big money people, whatever? They go like, what, we're going to go after Billy Napier? And they might be a little pompous considering that's Louisiana Lafayette, almost like their little brother, versus LSU. Do you think that even comes into play, or that's not even a factor? You look at Billy Napier, you hear the rumors, whether it be TCU, Virginia Tech, and now Florida. I'd be shocked if he was back at Lafayette. So you look at those opportunities. But how does Dave Aranda feel like, considering that's where his background, Southern California, to go to USC? Now that's a different animal in the Pac-12, considering, if you can recruit, a lot less competitive, I think, compared to what you're dealing with in the SEC. So does that come into play with Dave Aranda? And so with Lincoln Riley, is that something pie in the sky? Or, because then you hear like $12 million a year. I want you to elaborate on all of that.
Well, it'd be great if Lincoln Riley was still in the picture. He might be, Scott Weber could be pretty stealth. Maybe he has a deal worked out already with somebody and is just keeping it quiet until he can after the season or when it's right. It's kind of scary because, Dave Aranda is from the L.A. area, went to school there.
Right.
Grew up there, and USC would be a great job for him. But he liked it at LSU, so hopefully he would pick LSU over USC if it comes down to that. I think LSU blew it on Napier because suddenly they got interested after Florida was interested instead of before.
Glenn, but you're really muffled. We're not catching.
Oh, sorry.
I can hear you now, Glenn. With that being said, though, does all of a sudden, does Coach Napier become more attractive to LSU because Florida's interested in him? because I still think the pompous people, some people might hate me for saying this, but they just think like, what? We're going to get, we want like a big splash. We want the big fish. And we're going to get the UL coach. And I think Coach Napier is outstanding, and he's going to have success. But I think a lot of LSU people would look at that as settling.
Yeah, and that's wrong, you know, because LSU people have this attitude about UL, and right. You have to look at the coach that's at the school, not the school. And UL is a much bigger program than it was 20 years ago, you know. But a lot of LSU people think it's some kind of little high school, and it's a pretty good mid-major football program. And
I agree.
And Billy Napier is a heck of a coach.
Glenn, did you say Lincoln Riley's not in the picture?
I said, I'm not sure if Lincoln Riley is still in the picture or not. I hope he is in the picture, and possibly Scott Woodward, you know, could have something going on in the back channels for him, but not hearing as much about Lincoln Riley as it did last week, you know,
right.
He's a guy that might not want to leave Oklahoma unless it's the NFL, job, you know. I mean, that's a pretty big program to leave, and he makes a lot of money there anyway. So,
But Glenn, what if LSU's willing to pay him? Now, you always have to look at the buyout and all that, but $12 million, and I would say that LSU's a better place to recruit players than Oklahoma. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because, if you look at the roster in Oklahoma, it's a bunch of Texans. LSU can get a handful of Texans. They can go to Florida and the proximity of Georgia. That's why I think Georgia is so attractive, how close they are to Florida in the southeast. But I look at LSU versus Oklahoma. But if you're getting $12 million, now I want you to comment on this. If this is prolonged, because Oklahoma is still in the playoff picture, if you're an LSU fan and you're a Lincoln Riley fan, don't you want Oklahoma State to win this weekend where Oklahoma is now out of the playoffs? Because if they win, they're still hanging in there for the postseason maybe.
Yeah. But, you know, if you got to wait for the right coach, you got to do it. And you know, the heck with the recruiting class.
That makes sense.
It's better to get the right coach and sacrifice a few recruits here and there than get in too much of a hurry for a hire just because the signing date's coming up. Plus, you got another signing date after. And recruiting's not the problem at LSU. It's roster management and player development. So if they got to wait to get the right coach, then do it. I mean, look how long Alabama waited for Nick Saban to get finished with the Dolphins that time. So,
right.
You know, that's got to be the most important thing. And I think Lincoln Riley would be a home run hire. And yeah, LSU could pay him $12 million, but, you know, Oklahoma could probably match it. And he's been at Oklahoma a long time. I could see where LSU would be attractive to him. You know, maybe he's taking Oklahoma as far as he can take it. And he's been at Oklahoma a while.
Right.
He was there as an assistant before, and he was in the Big 12 before that under Leach. He's only 38. Maybe it's time for him to check out the rest of the world. But you know, I don't know what's in his head. He might be very happy at Oklahoma along with his family. You know, so it's not like everybody just wants to go to LSU.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's a great job, but I mean, you know, it's not like Baton Rouge is a destination city. You know, and neither is Norman. But you know, if you're from there and your background's there, you kind of like to stay there.
Well, the only thing, and do you view your career or potential in the long run, do you want to be an NFL coach? Now, the NFL, they're not going to give him $12 million, but what if they compensate you well? Because, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches, at least 6, get fired every year in the NFL. And then all of a sudden, if you look at what's happened with Arizona, I mean, that's all of attractive. Well, like, look at Kingsbury. People say, oh, he's over his head. He ain't doing anything. Look in the NFL. Come on, he has his team rolling. So I think Lincoln Riley can look at that opportunity, right place, right time. But, Glenn, the other question I have for you, because it seems like early on he was in the mix because, you know, when you look at when you're trying to please everybody and you're dealing with even social justice issues maybe – what came about? Mel Tucker. You know, you got African-American president now. I would think he's definitely aware of Mel Tucker, especially they had the big win against Michigan. They beat him, what, back-to-back season, then they got waxed by Ohio State. And look at a big deal he signed at Michigan State. So, Mel Tucker, is that gone pecan with him or what?
Yeah, I think LSU was very interested in Mel Tucker at one time, but I don't think that's possible now because of his new contract. I don't think he's going to come now. And you know, Michigan is not a threat to Michigan State the way it was when Saban was leaving Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State's, you know, for the most part is better than Michigan and has been
right,
for some time. So he can kind of run that state. You know, he's definitely been better than Harbaugh. So, you know, that's another big name that's just not interested right now. Just like Jimbo Fisher, I don't think was ever interested in LSU this time around.
Well, you know, that's why I look at, like, Jimbo Fisher. Oh, looking at him and the AD, they tighten all that. But I'm looking at, okay, look at the recruiting class. My understanding, number one recruiting class in the nation at A&M. And LSU has a lot of money, but A&M even has more money. Does that make sense?
Sure. A&M does have more money, you know, just like Texas. I mean, they have the facilities. They're able to pay everything, you know. But, you know, LSU's funny. They're always saying they don't have money, but then when they need money, they seem to find it.
Yeah.
Every time. to fire a coach, to pay his buyout. And Woodward's definitely able to – I mean, Woodward's spending money on women's basketball coaches. That's never happened before
right, at
LSU. So, you know, I don't think money is the object. I mean,
right,
you know, but these other schools can match LSU. And, you know, you mentioned the NFL with Lincoln Riley, Bobby, and it's the same thing with Lane Kiffin. I think both of those guys are future NFL coaches.
I agree.
Lane and Lincoln Riley don't have to leave their present jobs to be more attractive for an NFL job. I mean, they
that's
can go
right, to
the NFL from where they are.
That's it. That's right. I agree with you 1,000% on that. And now, Glenn, looking at, you know, you want to be and win in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, you even look at Lincoln Riley, the success they have had at Oklahoma. But, man, their defense sucks. Now, I don't know, it might be this day and age that we live in, and it's like whoever has the ball last wins. But there's nothing to write home about with the Oklahoma Sooner defense. Now, does that matter, or you just take the offensive mind that he is, and maybe you might be in games where you're winning, 52-48?
Well, he could hire a good defensive coordinator, and LSU can play good defense. That's his tradition, and I would think he won't hire a worse defensive coordinator than Bo Pelini. That would
right,
be impossible.
Right.
Durante Jones is a rookie defensive coordinator, and he's already doing pretty good. I mean, he's improved in recent weeks. They've been playing some pretty good games.
Without a doubt, since Alabama. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, see, I think that can happen. I mean, Lincoln Riley, to me, is what LSU needs to hire, an offensive coordinator type head coach, like Lincoln Riley, Jimbo Fisher, or Lane Kiffin, or Napier. He's an offensive coach. LSU has never had a true offensive coordinator head coach. DeNardo and Les Miles were offensive coordinators by title, but they weren't really offensive coordinators, let's face it. And then every other coach they've had has been kind of defensive. So
right.
I think that's what LSU really needs, to join the rest of the world and hire an offensive coordinator type head coach. That's why I think Napier is a better candidate than Dave Aranda, but LSU apparently has already lost Napier to Florida because they just couldn't go. They didn't think they could go after Napier because he was at ULL. I think that's part of it.
I agree with you. That's why I'm telling you the arrogance of LSU, the big money people. They think we don't want to go after our little brother, Louisiana Lafayette, whether that's right or wrong. You know, it's all timing and where you're at. But I think, Glenn, that's right on.
Glenn Gilbo, SEC columnist at Outkick.com. Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, Glenn.
All right, coming back for Keith in New Orleans East, and I think George from Monroe wants another shot. So we'll get to George, too. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
This is a classic right here.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.